let's get started. Welcome everybody, or namaskar. We have this conference today to talk about Deeperville. So we have some students who have taken this course. I think all of you have visited the website. If you have not, please do and let us know your inputs. Now what I'll do, I'll ask everybody to get themselves introduced from our side right now. Then they will also tell you, they're actually from different countries all over the world. So they will also tell you which country they are from. So my name is Ochintia Vesborua. I teach here at North Dakota State University, and I am originally from, as you know, from Guwahati.
Adam Miller, from the United States. I'm a student here at NDSU.
Huizhen, originally from China.
Tala Kopeshak from Jordan.
Sujan Henkanathegedara, a PhD student from Sri Lanka.
Christopher Hill, Alaska, USA. I'm a master's student in environmental engineering.
Osvaldo Pelinganga, Angola, Africa.
I'm George Watton, a master's degree student here from the U.S.
I'm Anna Vashenko, and I'm from Ukraine, master's student at NGSU.
Paula.
I'm Paula Palmer. I'm the director of Global Response.
Joydeep, from your side, please.
Yeah, I'm Joydeep, India, from Science Technology and Environment. I'm working for the report interruption.
I'm Dr. A.K. Barua. I'm Director of Assam Science, Technology and Environment Council and managing the Deeperville Management Action Plan.
I'm Molloy Barua, representing a tiny organization called Early Birds, doing some sort of activities in and around Deeperville.
I'm Dr. P.K. Saikia from Guwahati University. I am a leader of Animal Ecology of Guwahati University. I'm recently working for the conservation of Deeperville Ramsar Site.
Myself, Dr. Bhupender. I'm representative Deeperville Pastoral Samabhai Committee Limited.
I am Dilip Sharma, working on Deeperville preservation, and my subject is on natural resource management.
Mohishri Sangakumar Das, Deeperville Paspara Hamabai Hamidri Secretary.
I am Dr. Pratap Juti Hendrik, biotechnologist, Guwahati University, India.
Okay, Ochintala.
Yes. Okay. I mean, also, my kobo khuise je, apnaloke okhomiyat jodi kobo khuje, okhomiyat kobo pare. আমি গোটেই ইনফৰমেশ্যনখিনি পাব খুজিছোঁ যে যিখিনি ইনফৰমেশ্যন আমাক দৰকাৰ হয় আৰু আমাৰ ষ্টুডেণ্টে যদি ইংৰাজীত প্ৰশ্ন কৰে মই দৰকাৰ হ'লে অসমীয়ালৈ ট্ৰান্সলেট কৰি দিম নাও সুজন উইল বেচিকেলি লে আউট আৱাৰ এক্সপেক্টেশ্যনছ সুজন
Okay, I'm Sujan. Actually, I'm one of the students of ECS 740, the Environmental Management class. And this is a great opportunity for us to handle a real situation by conducting surveys and composing different reports. And our ultimate goal is to propose a sound management plan for Deeperville. And actually, the main objective of this teleconference is to get more inputs from your side, because we are in this end. We don't know actually what's happening in that end. So today we are expecting to get more information from different perspectives. And this is a great opportunity to talk to you guys directly, and we can get more information, more direct information from you.
Hola.
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is Paula Palmer. I'm Director of Global Response. We have received requests from Achinta and his students, and also from organizations in India, asking us to organize an international letter-writing campaign to support your efforts to protect the wetland region. And the students have sent me quite a bit of information, and I have told them that as soon as they are able to put that information in a format that I can use, this is a format that we call an action alert, that and as long as they have the approval of the organizations in India, that we will issue an action alert to our worldwide membership and ask our members around the world to write letters in support of your demands in India. So it's wonderful for me at this moment to be able to listen to you speak about the issues as you view them, and as soon as we have consensus on what demands you want the international community to make on your behalf, we will issue this action alert to our members, and I hope that it will help persuade the government officials to do what they clearly need to do to protect the wetland and the people who, the livelihoods of the people who live there.
Hey, thanks, Paula. Jyoti and Borwa, sorry, it is all yours now. You go ahead and, you know, let us listen to you. What we will do, we'll go for the question answer at the end of your presentation. And I'll request everybody to maintain the time. Karon amar hoto somoy kom ache khub. Proteke jodi 2 3 minute ke kotha koy, ami sobar represent aur question answer somoy aru olob beshi ke ami kotha padibo pari. Dhanyabad. Jyoti yours.
Okay, good morning everybody. I am Dr. A.K. Barua, Director of Assam Science, Technology and Environment Council. Let me first thank all of you, the whole of your team, for taking interest in DEPOBIL and trying to prepare a DEPOBIL management action plan. Let me first tell you about the problems of DEPOBIL. You see, originally the DEPOBIL has an area of about 40 square kilometers. This has been reduced to now about 4 square kilometers, which is one-tenth of the original wetland. The major problem is the siltation of the bill. And the siltation, again, the siltation means it is major portion of a water body, major portion of the water body has been converted to the land. And since it is converted to the land, the people, it is converted to agricultural land, people's habitation, then industrial activities, and due to that, again, the more siltation is taking place. And that is why we at Assam Science, Technology and Environment Council, we are trying to arrest the siltation and also regenerate a portion of the silted area of the bill, so that at least some of the silted area can be regenerated and converted to water bodies again. Then this is the major problem, and due to that, there are a lot of other problems are arising, and our other scientists will tell you about the other problems. We'll need your help. I request you, the whole team, to study about the siltation of the causes of siltation of the bill, if possible, and if the better methods are available to regenerate the silted portion of the bill.
Dr. Bhupendra, my DEPOBIL bill passed by how I have
Dr. Das.
Yes.
Come on, mom, I'll take one interview course today. Paula. Paula?
Yes.
Oh, you're here. Okay. In case you get disconnected, you have the, my contact number. Give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, in case you get disconnected. Okay, bye. Dr. Das.
I'm DEPOBIL Paspara Homobai. Aji Bopakoka Dinore Pura. A Bilkon Ami Hongrokon Koreasu. Our traditional Ami DEPOBIL Masmari. Amar Jibikami Loyasu. আর হে কারণে আমি আমার দায়িত্ব বলে ভাবিছো আমার সেন্স অফ বিলংনেস এইটোই যেনেকৈ নহওক আমি ডিপৰবিল সংৰক্ষণ কৰিব লাগে এই কাৰণে আমি কেইটামান ব্যৱস্থা হাতত লৈছো প্ৰথম কথা হৈছে আমি সজাগতা এটা আনিছো যে মাছৰ গাভিনী সময়ত আমি ধৰক মাৰ্চ মাহৰ পৰা জুন মাহলৈ আমি এটো বন্ধ কৰি ৰাখো দ্বিতীয়তে আমি মেটেকা গুচাইছো যাতে বিলখন পানীখিনি যাতে পানীৰ মাজত যিটো এৰেশ্যন যাতে সানশাইন টু কৰিব পাৰে ভালকে তাৰ কাৰণে আমি মাছৰ যাতে ডেভেলপ হয় গ্ৰোথ ভাল হয় তাৰ কাৰণে আমি ব্যৱস্থা লোৱাৰ কাৰণে মেটকাখিনি গুচাইছোঁ এই ক্ষেত্ৰত আমি এটা ব্যৱস্থা লৈছোঁ ট্ৰেডিশ্যনেল আমি আমাৰ এটা টেকনলজি ইয়াত আমি ইমপ্লিমেণ্ট কৰিছোঁ সেইটো হ'ল যেতিয়া ধৰক বতাহটো আহে চাউন বতাহ বুলি কয় এনেকুৱা কিছুমান আমাৰ নিজৰ টেকনলজি আছে সেই মাহতে এই বতাহটো আহে সেই বতাহ নহ'লে ইয়াৰ আগতে বিলখন এনেকুৱা হৈছিলে মেটেকাৰে গোটেইখিনি ভৰ্তি হৈ আছিলে এইবাৰ আপুনি যদি আহি দেখে বিলখন এনেকুৱা হৈ আছে খালি মাজত কিছুমান আমি মেটেকা ইচ্ছা কৰি ৰাখিছোঁ কাৰণ মেটেকাও লাগিব আমাক এনভাইৰনমেণ্টটো ঠিক কৰি ৰাখিব লাগিলে সেইখিনি আমি ৰাখিছোঁ ৰাখি আমি বাকীখিনি মেটেকা ঠেলি লৈ পাৰত উঠাই দিছোঁ আৰু ধুনীয়াকৈ বাঁহ দি আমি এই বস্তুখিনি ৰাখি থৈ দিছোঁ দ্বিতীয়তে আমি বিলৰ পাৰত আৰু বিলৰ দাঁতি কাষৰীয়া অঞ্চলত প্লেণ্টেশ্যনৰ ব্যৱস্থা কৰিছোঁ আনপিনে আমি এই কামটো কৰিব যাওঁতে সদায় পৰম্পৰা কাগজ ৰাখি কৰিছোঁ অৰ্থাৎ আমি ডেভেলপমেণ্টটো বিচাৰিছোঁ কালচাৰ বেছ হিচাপে
যেহেতু ফিশিং তো আমার কালচার, সেই কারণে আমি প্রথমে আরম্ভ করো গঙ্গা দেবী পূজা করি। কারণ সেইদিনা আমি কি করো গঙ্গা পূজা করার লগে আমি মানুষকে লই এই কথাবিল পাতো আমি, যদি নাকি আমার বছরটুত কেন আমি মাছ ধরিম, কেন আমি ধর আমার যখন হে আছে সজুলি তৈরি করি, আর সেই সময়খিন আমি ধর আমি এই সময়খিন মাজত আমি মোটামুটি ছয় সাত মাহলে আমি অর্থাৎ মাঘ বিহুর আগলকে আমি এই বিলত মাছ নমরাক থাকো। এইখানে সময় আমার জীবিকা হিসাবে আমি মাখানা বিক্রি করো, কলম শাক বিক্রি করো, ভেদ ফুল হিসাবে আমি পূজাত বিক্রি করো, আর গরু মহর ঘা হিসাবে কাটি লই আমার গোটেই পরিয়ালটাই অকল মাছক লই বাঁচি থাকে।
বর্তমান সংরক্ষণ আমি পাঁচতরা সমবায় সমিতিয়ে করে আছো, যদিও কিছু অসুবিধা আছে স্যার। যে দীপৰ বিলত গুৱাহাটীর বেশিরভাগ লেতেরা পানি তো আমার দীপৰ বিলৰ মাজেৰে বয়াই নিয়া হয়েছে, যার কারণে দীপৰ বিলৰ পানি প্রদূষণ হয়েছে, আর তার মাছ কাছ চড়াই আদি থাকার পরা মানে এটা কমি গেছে, আর আমার মাছমরিয়া মানুষের গাত বিভিন্ন বেমারে আক্রান্ত করেছে। দ্বিতীয়তে মানে এই সম্পর্ক সরকারিভাবে বা বেসরকারিভাবেও বিশেষ মানে ব্যবস্থা লওয়া নাই। আকো ব্রহ্মপুত্রর বালি মাটি গিয়ে পেলে দীপৰ বিলখন পুতি পেলাছে, এটা বহুত বাম হয়ে গেছে। তারপরে বিলর পারর যে সকল জনজাতীয় লোক আর বিলর মাছর মাছ নামার তখন সকলে রাতি সময়ত টর্চ মানে এই শক্তি সম্পন্ন টর্চ লাইটের জোঙা অস্ত্রে চড়াই মাছ কাছ আদি মানে মারে, যাক আমি মানে ভেটো দিব পৰা নাই। আমি মানে সংরক্ষণের কারণে আমি রাতে পহরা করছি, যদিও যেহেতু তখন মানে অস্ত্রে আহে আমার অসুবিধা হয়েছে। আরো একটা কথা হয়েছে কি, তখন সকলে রাতে হলে আমার মানে দীপৰ বিলত পাহাড়েরপরা হাতি নামে, তখন সকলে রাতে সময়খিন জাম বজায় ফটকা ফুটাই হাতিবিলাক মানে আহিব নিদে, এনেকুৱা ধরনের কিছু মানে বেমেজালির সৃষ্টি করেছে। গতিকে দীপৰ বিল সংরক্ষণ করব লাগিলে দীপৰ বিলৰ লগত মাছ কাছ হাতি চড়াই একেলগে থাকার কারণে ব্যবস্থা তো মানে করব পারিলে বেশি ভাল হয় মানে বিবেচনা করছি।
What
actually these two persons, Dr. Bhupen Das and Chandra Das, is speaking that their livelihood depends upon the Dipor bill for many years. So for their livelihood they have to preserve and protect the Dipor bill. They have some concerns like some dirty water from Guwahati municipal waste are coming to Dipor bill through different drainage system, then silt from Brahmaputra river during the flood season it comes to the wetland and it creating some silting problem. And another thing, now they are taking some protection measures like removal of water hyacinths, which is causing a havoc to the wetland system. So they are using some indigenous method like using the wind coming during the rainy season, and that wind takes the water hyacinth to the western side, and when the water hyacinth comes to the western side they pull all the water hyacinth towards the western side, and they then trap the water hyacinth through bamboo, putting bamboo posts in the wetland. So these are some of the technologies they are using. Now they are taking up some kind of fishing, alternative fishing arrangement in fringe area of Dipor bill also, and they are supporting our Assam Science Technology and Environment Council report in protecting Dipor bill wetland.
Next. Yeah, I am Dr. P.K. Saiga from Guwahati University, and thank you everybody and for your come forward for the conservation of the Dipor bill Ramsar site. Dipor bill is the only Ramsar site of Assam. It was designated as a Ramsar site way back in 2002, and it is the most important wetland ecologically and biologically, and most of the local people depend on Dipor bill as their livelihood since long time. We are trying for conservation of Dipor bill, and it was included as one of the 950 important wetland of Asia and during 1989, and after that it was declared as a Ramsar site. And this important wetland supports large numbers of vertebrates, and which include the 234 birds 24 species of mammals and 12 species of amphibians, 33 species of reptiles, 61 species of fish, and so and so. So it is very important wetland. It has also supported 18 globally threatened birds and 35 other endangered vertebrate fauna within a span of less than 40 square kilometer of area. So how important of this wetland? But what is now happening now in after 1989, when it was proposed for the construction of a railway line in the southern border of the Deporville, which bifurcated or divided the Deporville into two parts. And now in the eastern part is already damaged due to allotment of the land for different government buildings and also garbage dumping. And now the main major problem of the Deporville wetlands, Deporville Ramsey site, is the digging of land, unscientific digging of land, which lost the large numbers of microorganisms, which has a controlling power for pollution controlling power of the wetlands, and also some rhizomes, which is a metapopulation of the wetland ecosystem. And this digging activity also converted the natural landscape into a artificial wetland. We are not concerned about artificial wetland because it is a important natural landscape of our northeastern region. So we must have to conserve this wetland, and because it is also a kidney of Guwahati, because it has a tremendous power of the controlling the entire ecosystem and entire environment of our growing Guwahati city. So we are very much concerned for the conservation of the wetland. So we are welcome all the conservation organizations and individuals of around the world to provide helping hands for the conservation purpose. Thank you.
I'm Olay Borua, representing NGO Early Birds. While starting the discussion, Dr. A.K. Borua said that the siltation is the problem here, Deporville area. It's right. But the siltation has come because of the deforestation of the nearby hillocks, that is Garbhanga Reserve Forest, and that is true. Then siltation is not the only problem. Some inundation of the catchment areas is another problem because of, you can say that marginal areas cultivations are going on unabated way. Then mounting of decomposed aquatic plants have also affected the bill and its fishery resources. Then two rivers, mainly Bahini River and the Borolu River, it brings filth and toxic waste to the Deporville, which has polluted the most of the water body. Then Dr. Saikia has said that the construction of the railway line has brought a lot of damages. That was done in the year of 1991-92 in between. Of course, the industrial development within the periphery, these are also cause for the damages. Then we can say hunting and trapping of wild birds, as mentioned by Paspara Committee's representative. Then unregulated fishing practices are also partially responsible for the damages of the bill. Then bricklayers are there. Then agricultural activities in the marginal area that I have mentioned. Then invasion of undesirable aquatic weeds that are also responsible for degradation of the bill, Deporville. Then earth filling and soil cutting, these are also responsible factors, which I believe that this has brought inundation to the Deporville. All these human activities have not only resulted in rapid shrinkage of the bill area, but also affected quality of the water as well. So in the light of all this development, we hope that the international society will come forward and rescue the Deporville through their campaign. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Pratap Jyoti Hendrik, a biotechnologist working in Guwahati University. I just want to give some information on flora and vegetation of the area. The Deporville is one of the largest intensely wetland type found within the biogeographic province Bahama Monsoon Forest. It serves as habitat for diverse but interrelated and interacting communities and populations of plants and animals. The bill houses a unique hydrophytic vegetation consisting of submerged and floating aquatic angiosperms, aquatic microflora including phytoplankton and bacteria.
The marshy borderline and peripheral ground area of the bill is rich in plant communities, consists of trees, shrubs, and grasses. The diverse plant communities as a whole, interacting with the physical environment such as topography, soil, and climate, contributes in the development of a unique habitat arrangement for fish and amphibian species, avifauna, and visitor wildlife. Both native and migratory birds are attracted to this area for availability of food and both resting and nesting components in and around the bill. The hydropathic vegetation of the Deeporville is a peculiarity and it consists of seven floristic elements. I will tell the name of the components and one example. One is the free-floating hydrophytes. Example is Pistia teratioides, submerged suspended hydrophytes, Ceratophyllum demersum. Then submerged anchored hydrophytes. Example is Hydrophylla, Hydrilla verticillata. Then floating leaf anchored hydrophytes. Example is Euryaliferox. Floating shoot anchored, that is Hygroja aristata. Emergent anchored hydrophytes, that is Alpinia nigra is the example. Then swamp and marsh hydrophytes, Acorus calamus and Alocasia fornicata example. So one of these, a number of species are economically important and endemic species. Some of the prominent species are Euryaliferox, Azolla pineta, Nymphia nocelli, Nymphia pubescens, Nymphia rubra, Nilumba nucifera, and Trepanatans. This plant species is providing means of livelihood for a number of local families. Moreover, the local people collect wild plants as food, vegetable, and fodder from the bill forest. It is utmost important to protect the bill from all sort of degradation that rotate from encroachment and other destructive anthropogenic activities, dumping of domestic and industrial wastewater, discarding of soil waste, and developmental activities creating shrinkage of the water body. So I request the involvement of all the concerned people so that this unique ecosystem can be protected and developed only through an integrated approach, incorporating all components of environmental health and management together with socio-political concerns and policies. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Vibhav Kumar Talukdar. I work with an organization called Aranyak. Deeporville, you know, the importance of Deeporville is being mentioned earlier by my colleagues from Guwahati. I think, you know, in Deeporville, you know, it's both culturally and biodiversity point of view is very diverse and it needs to be protected. So close to a major city, and I think, you know, this is a unique place, and that's what, you know, this has led to declaration of a Ramsar site or national, you know, wetland of including the, you know, wetland of international importance. But of late, what we have been noticing in and around Deeporville is, you know, some sort of encroachment in Deeporville and construction. So that has led to deterioration of the, you know, ecological integrity of the wetland. And, you know, the siltation has also become a major problem because of the construction and filling up of wetland, especially in certain areas of the wetland. And as a result of that kind of encroachment and filling, the area of the wetland is becoming less and less. And one of the major problems that which we feel is very necessary to address through international campaign is to have a single wetland management and conservation authority for Deeporville. So that is somewhere I think we should emphasize in this campaign, to have a single authority so that, you know, any problem related to Deeporville could be addressed by that authority. And we hope that with the international support, this is quite achievable. Thank you.
I am Dilip Sharma. I'm working on the preservation of the Deeporville with the government aid of around 50 crores of rupees, that is 500 million Indian rupees. Now, I'll be discussing mainly on the socio-economic aspect of the Deeporville preservation. We have seen that considering the economic status of the people, you cannot isolate the people and say, preserve the bill. So sustainable harnessing of benefits will have to continue if you want to preserve the bill. Now, we have identified through the survey 13 activities, economic activities, which are carried out in and around Deeporville. Now, the two major aspects of the problems which are faced by for preservation of wetlands or in general and Deeporville in particular is, one is ambiguous ownership, and number two is that lack of awareness of the valuation of benefits that are derived from this wetland. Now, when we found that even certain things like cultural aspects and religious aspects contribute to a major extent of economic perspective to the locality. So we find there are 1,200 families who are dependent on the wetland benefits of Deeporville. Now, our project, our philosophy of conservation has been to isolate the fringe area in with activities which are eco-friendly, that is supplementing all human activities for preservation or enhancing the biotic productivity of the wetlands and other resources, natural resources like the forest, grazing grounds, etc. So that the main body, water body, is left unintervened or uninterrupted by human activities that could be detrimental for preservation. Now, our design is now based on the fringe area, which is not the main build area, and with this includes acquisition of the land which has been encroached earlier for construction of civil structures or industrial building, so that we can convert into creating buffer zone between the build and the human habitation. Thank you.
Hello.
Okay. Now, let's see, we have any questions here. Okay, Chris has a question. Go ahead.
All right. Referring to the toxic waste pollution in Deeper Bill, I was just curious what kind of pollutants and what are the sources of this toxic waste in the Deeper Bill?
Hello.
Okay.
Speak a little louder. We are not listening.
All right. Regarding the toxic waste pollution in Deeper Bill, I was curious what kind of pollutants and what are the sources of these pollutants?
The main sources of pollution is the garbage dumping in the eastern side of the Deeper Bill. And second is the industrial sewage of the neighboring areas, and this, and also some sorts of sewage from the refinery from Guwahati and woolen mills of in the western side. That are the main sources of pollution of Deeper Bill at present.
Over to Sindhu.
Question. Now, what is the governmental stand so far Deeper Bill conservation is concerned? We heard from Dr. Sharma that government has also given like 50 crores of rupees to do some study or implement something. You are doing a study or you are implementing something. Looks like government is supporting, but at the same time, what picture we get is not government is not supporting. They are careless. So, can you clarify on that point, please?
Actually, what Dr. Dilip Sharma has said, that Guwahati Development Department is making an extensive management plan in the fringe area of Deeper Bill, and also another wetland in Guwahati city, the Silsaku Bill. That DPR is being prepared, the work has not yet started. I think more details will be given by Dr. Dilip Sharma.
The idea is that to preserve the water body, the main water body, and to arrest whatever pollution that may be coming onto the water body, namely the way the municipal waste going through the river stream. So we'll be providing with the treatment for the water, which will be carrying certain amount of waste from the city, as well as creating a buffer zone to prevent any infiltration from the other external neighboring areas. So besides that, we are thinking of a plantation all around to isolate the domestic birds from the migratory birds, so that we do not they do not come in contact for any kind of transmigration of disease or things like that kind.
Hello, Asinta.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You see, it is not that government is not doing anything. They are trying. They are trying their best, but there's certain constraints. And you know probably that our council, Assam Science, Technology and Environment Council, with the help of financial assistance from Ministry of Environment, Forest, Government of India, we are doing some management action plan, and we are implementing that. That includes protection of boundary
and prevent encroachment, control of mining and industrial activity, then control of nutrient flow, then control of commercial exploitation of aquatic products, control of commercial fishing, removal of unwanted weeds, increase of water retaining capacity, the conservation of catchment area like gully control measures and all, and restoration of water quality. And this basic aim is to implement a strategy for implementation of a strategy for a sustainable wetland ecosystem. For that is the main objective. But no doubt we are, because of financial constraints, we are doing it in very small phases. And originally the whole plan was for 5 years, but now I think it will take longer period because the working period here is much less because of the monsoon season.
What
about
Chinkada?
Yeah. Any question? I had a question regarding fishing in Deeper Bill.
I'll translate it after Chris completes the question. Okay.
I just wanted to get the opinion of the fishermen in the area. What would be an ideal management plan if there is certain sections of Deeper Bill that would be more productive for the local fishermen, or if they just would like to be able to fish on the whole Deeper Bill area, or any other suggestions they might have for a comprehensive management plan?
Okay, my translate query is Chris Hill question to hoise je tat jikini sthaniya masmoria ase teon luke Deeper Bill khon kene ke preserve korbo bisare kene ke sangrakshan korbo bisare teon luke kakor area kichumanot masmoribo khuje ne gutei bill khon masmoribo khuje কারণ আমি আমি দেখা পাইছো এটা বস্তু মই অকণমান যোগ কৰি দিছো কথাখিনিৰ লগত আমি এটা বস্তু দেখা পাইছো যে তাত বহুত ইণ্টাৰেষ্টেড পাৰ্টি আছে যোনে বেলেগ বেলেগ প্ৰজেক্ট কৰিব খোজে নাও আমি কেনেকে সব ভাল যিবিলাক প্ৰজেক্ট ভাল প্ৰজেক্টবিলাক গোটেইখিনি একেলগে কেনেকে থাকিব পাৰে আৰু মাছমৰীয়াখিনিৰ একে সময়তে কেনেকে উন্নতি হ'ব পাৰে কেনেকে তেওঁলোকে কৰিব তেওঁলোকৰ নিজৰ হেৰিটো কি তেওঁলোকে কেনেকে তেওঁলোকক যদি আমি দীপৰ বিলখন দি দিওঁ তেওঁলোকে কেনেকে সংৰক্ষণ কৰিব দীপৰ বিলখন
তেওঁলোকে এইটোৱে বিচাৰে মই ডক্টৰ দাসে কৈছোঁ আৰু মই 10 বছৰলৈকে জড়িত তাৰ লগত মই এন জি অ' কনচেপ্টৰে কাম কৰি আছোঁ আজি 10-11 বছৰ হ'ল 11 বছৰ ৰাণী হৈ আছে গতিকে সেইটোৰ পৰা মই পাইছোঁ এই মানুহখিনিয়ে বিচাৰে যে দীপৰ বিলৰ যিখিনি কালচাৰ ফিচিং কালচাৰ সেই কালচাৰটো তেওঁলোকে বৰ্তাই ৰাখি কামখিনি কৰিব চায় এই ক্ষেত্ৰত এইটোৱে বিচাৰে যে বিল ফিচাৰী ডেভেলপমেণ্ট যিটো আছে সেই কনচেপ্টত কাম কৰিব চায় বিল ফিচাৰী ইক' টুৰিজিম এইটো লাইনত কাম কৰিব চাই যাতে তেওঁলোকে যিটো মাছমৰীয়া ৰাইট আছে সেইটো যাতে কোনোদিনো বন্ধ নহয় আৰু এই ক্ষেত্ৰত মই এটা এক্সাম্পল দিব চাইছোঁ যে যেনেকৈ ধৰক সুপ্ৰিম কোৰ্টে কষ্টেল ৰিজনৰ মানুহখিনিক ট্ৰেডিশ্যনেল ৰাইট দিছে মাছ মাৰি জীয়াই থকাৰ কাৰণে এই পইণ্টটো আগত ৰাখি যদি আগবাঢ়ে তেতিয়াহ'লে আমাৰ ফালৰ পৰা সহযোগ বা আমি কাম কৰাত অসুবিধা নাই ইতিমধ্যে আমি ধৰক এই কামৰ কাৰণে আমি আগবাঢ়ি কামত আগবাঢ়ি আহিছোঁ ইতিমধ্যে আমি তাত ঘৰ চৰ বনাই প্ৰিজাৰ্ভেশ্যনৰ ব্যৱস্থা ৰাখিছোঁ
হেল্ল'
I
would like to add a little bit, Dilip Sharma here.
Okay.
Yeah, so our idea is that if we can mobilize the people living around the bill areas for a positive, proactive participation, then we can identify many activities, including such activities like, having hatcheries. And we have certain areas which are seasonal in nature in the fringe area. Now, we could convert some of these areas into fishery tanks. Now, idea is that we will not harm the local species, but the same species will be used here, the same water will come into the bin. Only thing we will regulate in this fringe area, not to disturb the main parent body. Now, this way we could sustain the fishing activities without actually intervening into the main water body. Now, like that, we have identified many activities, which includes horticulture plantation, floriculture, fishing activities, then duckery, then makhna processing unit, that is that foxnut processing unit, and such activities. We have identified quite a few of them. Then we also have something like aqua tunnel for children's education. Then we also are talking about a mini botanical garden and a mini zoological garden, more specifically for the aqua fauna. So these are some of the things which we have considered for keeping the local people around the bill area economically sustainable over the time. Thank you.
Sir, my Dipor bill pass kara hombadate koisu. Dipor bill sir agor pora jeneke hati sorai manu ekeloge bak kori ase. Hetu rati pele sir Dipor bill lor development to korile mane apnar hati sorai manu ekeloge bachi jabo sir hetu upor ami mane jor disu sir. Thank you sir.
What hocche na?
Asinta. Hello.
Yes sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Asinta.
Yeah.
You see, you have asked a question about the how this fishing community wants to participate in conservation of the Dipor Bill. In fact, the society, the communities in and around in the fringe areas of the wetland, they should be given the responsibility of preserving the bill, because they are the people who will be benefited mostly, and I think they should be given the responsibility, and that is why they should be educated first. They are definitely not educated, and they are not, no doubt, they are being more and more aware, and they traditionally know how to preserve the bill or what steps should be taken, but we should train them in a scientific way, in scientific manner, how they should take the steps, various steps, and to preserve the bill. In this regard, I think we need your help also, your good help also. That what should be the steps to be taken by the people, community around the Dipor Bill area. I want to ask you a question to your whole of your group. In fact, anyway, I'll ask that question later on because I want how you want to go ahead with this thing. That is, you can tell me at the end of our conversation. Anything you want to know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Chris got another question, I suppose.
Okay. I just wanted a little clarification regarding the fishing practices. The communities around the area, are they typically using hatcheries, or are the local fishermen in the communities? I wasn't expecting that they were using hatcheries. Is that more of a commercial means, and doesn't that have a lot of pollution in terms of nutrient loads and whatnot that would go to Deeperville if those kind of practices were done in the area of Deeperville?
Chris, our question to us is that মাছৰ উৎপাদন সম্পৰ্কে সাধাৰণতে ট্ৰেডিচনেলি মানুহবিলাকে দীপৰ বিলত মাছ মাৰে গতিকে তাত নিউট্ৰিয়েণ্ট যায় পলিউটেন যোৱাৰ কোনো কথা নাই কিন্তু যদি হেচৰী থাকে তেতিয়াহ'লে আৰ্টিফিচিয়েল মেনিয়ৰ তাতে হ'ব আৰু অন্য ফিট যাব হেচৰীবিলাকত গতিকে সেইটো এটা পলিউশ্যনৰ চৰ্চ নহ'বনে
আচ্ছা যিহেতুকে তেওঁলোকে বাস্তু হেৰি হিচাপে কৰি আছে গতিকে আমি তাৰ পানীখিনি লৈ হেচৰীটো যিটো বনাম একেই পানী আমি ব্যৱস্থাটো ৰাখিম যত আমি পোনা উৎপাদন কৰিম একেই পানী একেইটাই দীপৰ বিলৰ যিটো ষ্টেটাছ আছে ছয়েল এণ্ড ৱাটাৰ ষ্টেটাছ সেইটোৱে মেইনটেইন কৰা হ'ব আমি বেলেগ পানী নলওঁ আৰু বেলেগ স্পেচিছো নলওঁ সেইকেইটা স্পেচিছেই হ'ব যিকেইটা আমাৰ ট্ৰেডিচনেলি এভেইলেবল
নেচাৰেল
ফাৰ্মিং উই আৰ নট গোইং টু ইউজ এনি আৰ্টিফিচিয়েল কেমিকেল নিউট্ৰিয়েণ্ট আৰ্টিফিচিয়েল নিউট্ৰিয়েণ্ট ফৰ হেচাৰিজ এণ্ড অল দি নেচাৰেল উইল বি ইন দি ফ্ৰিঞ্জ এৰিয়াজ নট ইন দি কোৰ এৰিয়া অফ দি ৱেটলেণ্ড And actually, we have already started construction of one eco pond, fishing pond, fish pond, to the local community, and first phase is already complete. And the hatcheries will be taken in the next stage.
Alternative fishing.
This is actually alternative fishing management for the fishing communities in Dipor Bill.
Yeah, so that they keep away from the core area and make all their fishing requirements from the alternative fishing arrangement. That is how we want to preserve the original species, traditional species, or of the Dipor Bill. I am correct,
yes.
Mr. Das?
Yes.
Yeah, over to you.
Yeah, Sujan got a question. Sujan Hall, Sujan yada research course a master report. Sujan Sri Lanka, the Sujan or the idea yeah. Sujan a master report study course. Sujan or Sujan got a question. What answer could him, Dawson? Go ahead.
So, for your hatchery,
hatchery practices, are you guys using native species of fish or just other commercial species?
Sujanar prashna tu hoise je masor karone ami tar local species use korisu na native species use korisu na bahira species use korisu like grass carp and others.
No, no, actually we are using only the local fishes, traditional fishes available in the wetland. We are not bringing any fish fingerlings from outside. No grass carp, no common carps. We are avoiding it. That's what our strategy is.
Actually, Akshinta, I want to say something about that fish. Hello?
Go ahead.
Thing is that altogether 64 species of fish was identified in Deeperville, out of which 9 species are exotic fish and others are native fish. So already some exotic fish entered into the Deeperville. And from where they are coming, we do not know about, probably due to inundation of some of the local pond in and around the Deeperville. That is for information.
I got a question to Dr. Borua. Question is, you say that Deeperville is right now 4 square kilometer only, but records indicate, the Ramsar records indicate that it is 40 square kilometer. Also, if you look at the flood control data, it says 54 square kilometer in total inundation. So now, are we going to sacrifice that 36 square kilometer area, or are we concentrating only on 4 square kilometer area, or we are still concerned about the whole 40 or 54 square kilometer area?
Actually, thing is that I am Prashant Dasagia speaking here. And 4.1 square kilometer area is only for the wildlife sanctuary of Deeperville, 4.1 square kilometer. But people thought that only that part, that is deeper part, is the Deeperville. But that is not actually. In other shallow part is also Deeperville. And that are excluded from here because those areas were already enclosed and some construction is going on and digging activity is going on. And we are concerning for the protection of that part because only a deeper part is not very much important because all the phytoplankton are growing and flourish only in the shallower part. So that is the main importance of the wetland ecosystem.
Borosara, do you want to say something?
Hello?
Do you want to say something?
Chintada? Yes. Yeah. Actually, what we are doing, that what Prashanta, Dr. Prashanta Sekhar is saying, that actual Deeperville is not 4.1 square kilometer, that is actually the core area which has been declared as a sanctuary. It has not yet declared, preliminary notification is made. But now, what we are trying to do, we are trying to ensure the participation of all the communities in both sides of the wetland, southern and northern side, so that they can come together and work for the protection of the wetland. It is not that some government agency will come and declare issue some notification and protect the wetland. That way will not be successful. That will come in the later stage. First, we have to ensure the participation of the local people. We have to ensure the livelihood or alternative livelihood, whatever we say, of the local community, so that they come forward spontaneously to participate in the wetland conservation program.
Acha moi alo koisu Deeperville pura hunise na apne acha jitu declare kora hoise tat ami duta defect paisu Deeperville pass kora homobai prothom tu hoise jikini mati loisile ba jikini sarkare koise tat lekuna ase number 1 je declare kora khetro jitu alo koise 4.1 square kilometer etu asolte amar kono dhoronor raijor logot alochona nokora koi তেখেতকলে এইটো ডিক্লেয়ার দিব চাইছে বা প্রিলিমিনারি নোটিফিকেশন দিছে এটা আমি কোয়াইট ইলিগেল বলে ভাবু কারণ যেহেতু পিপুল পার্টিসিপেশন নহলে বা পিপুলস কমেন্ট নহাকে তেওঁলোকে কেনেকে করে দ্বিতীয়তে সেই মাটিখিনি যিখিনি ফিশারি ডেভেলপমেন্ট আসাম ফিশারি ডেভেলপমেন্ট কর্পোরেশনের হাতত 15 বছরে থাকা বলে হেৰি আছে এতিয়ালৈকে ফর্মেলি হ্যান্ডওভার হওয়া নাই আমার যিখিনি নলেজ আছে গতিকে এইটো এটা ডাঙর মারাত্মক কথা হয়েছে এইটো আমার ফিশারম্যান কমিউনিটির উপর একটা মাধমর মারা হয়েছে আর আমাক মানসিকভাবে একটা চাপর মাজত রখা হয়েছে যেনে পারি আর সবই ভাবে Deeperville খন এনেকা বস্তু এটা সবরে এটা এটা মানে জিয়াই থাকার আহিলা বলে ধরো এইখিনি কথাটা গতিকে এই পয়েন্টটা অকমান চাবল আইনগত দিকটা
কারণ ইয়াত আমার সন্দেহ আছে দীপৰ বিলখন কেনেকে আপনার অভয়ারণ্য হল। আমি বিচারু অভয়ারণ্য হলনি রামসার সাইটটোই প্রযোজ্য থাকক, কারণ তার সাস্টেনেবিলিটি ডেভেলপমেন্ট থাকব, তার মানুষ বাঁচি থাকার জিয়াই থাকার যে খাতি খাওয়া মানুষ বিলখনক লৈ থাকা মানুষের অধিকার সাব্যস্ত থাকবে। এইখানে আমার কবল কোনোবাই
অনুবাদ করে দিব, ট্রান্সলেট করে দিও, সামবডি ক্যান ট্রান্সলেট ইট ফর আস।
What they are saying that regarding the wetland declaration of the sanctuary, they said during the declaration issue of preliminary notification, the fishing community was not properly consulted by the government authority. Without consulting that, the preliminary notification was issued. So it is they are very concerned about that. They thought that they should have been properly consulted. But once it is declared as a sanctuary, they feel that their fishing rights will be totally stopped and their livelihood will be harmed. So what they are saying that whatever we do for the Dipper Bill, the livelihood of people, that the fishing community should not be disturbed. And they think that rather than declaring as a sanctuary, we can sustainably develop the Dipper Bill as a Ramsar site. Ramsar site will be sufficient for them to protect the Dipper Bill.
Paula, do you have a question?
Well, for me, it will be important to have a consensus among you for if global response members around the world write letters to support your efforts. I don't know, Achinta, what process you envision for coming up with the specific points that you want international people to make in their letters. One thing that I'm hearing is that I'm not clear on whether you are in agreement that the main body of water needs to be absolutely protected, and then the communities assisted in developing alternative economic, sustainable economic development plans in the buffer zone around the main body of water. Are you all in agreement that the main body of water must be absolutely protected?
Yeah. We all agree that the main water body of the bill should be absolutely protected. That is true. Everybody agrees.
And that the livelihood issues can be dealt with in the larger area surrounding that main body of water.
That's right. Yeah.
And then the other question is that one of you said that it's very important for one government authority to be established to regulate and implement the management plan for this area. Who would establish that authority? Sort of in the government hierarchy or bureaucracy, where would you want that authority to be?
Yeah, that should be established by the government of Assam.
By the government of?
Government of Assam, and we have a Department of Environment and Forest, which should be sensitized to establish this water body, authority.
Okay. Achinta, do you have that clear so that you can send that
to
me?
We got it clear, but I got a follow-up question to that. Now, in the letter, we are right now trying to write letters in a global response campaign to the Prime Minister of India and the Chief Minister of India. Do you think those are the two right persons who write letters, or do you think we should write letters to somebody else?
I think these two are the right persons. You can write letters to Minister of Environment, Forest, Government of India also.
We want to limit the number of letters we write.
I think Guwahati Development, the Minister of Guwahati Development Department is also one of the key persons, because they have taken up a comprehensive plan for the protection of the wetland. I think the Prime Minister, Chief Minister, and the Minister of the Guwahati Development Department
can we confine to? I understand, because I'm from there. I know Prime Minister is the CEO of India and Chief Minister is the CEO of Assam.
Yeah.
So can we just write to them, two of them? That way, our people will be more willing to write letters. You know, more letters people may not be willing to write.
Okay, that will be fine. That will be fine.
Okay.
That will be fine.
And any other questions from your side?
Since you are in this project,
yeah.
We want to know how you are proceeding and what
what is your basic objective?
Okay. Now, let me explain it to all of you. See, I give this course called Environmental Management. This is an academic exercise in the first place. Then we started it from last year. But during the process, as we get involved, we got more committed because, you know, we are from different countries and the whole issue appealed to all of us because it is common in all the countries. So we thought, why don't we just come up with a management plan such that, you know, we learn in the process at the same time help in a cause. So that's why we have created the website so that everybody can know. And our plan in this course, because we meet for only 4 months in a semester, so we meet for 15 classes, two and a half hour classes every Friday. So now what we are targeting to do, we have only some four or five class left now, three or four class actually. So, but we are working beyond that class hour. We are trying to work with Global Response to go for a global campaign. And for that, what we will do, we'll help Global Response to prepare the educational document, also campaign document, the hard copies of those. Also, we are targeting beyond this, we are targeting that we'll create a website specifically for Deeperville. So that's one of the targets. Right now it is attached to the NDSU website, but we'll create a website for that, which will become an educational as well as conservation tool for everybody. So that's our objective. And we'll come up with a management plan, but can I request all of you one thing, because we are still lacking in documents. You know, if we can send us those documents, we can put it in the website, and also we can use those as a, you know, for our preparing our basic, you know, master plan. I don't know how perfect it will be, but we are just following an integrated environmental management plan preparation guideline from US EPA. That's what we are following here.
Yeah, actually that will be fine. You see, your team has different people from different areas of the world with their experiences, with their knowledge. If we get some advice, because you have heard things from all of us, different people from a wide section of this thing, from community, representatives from the community in the fringe areas, experts from university, technocrats like me, then NGO representatives. Now, based on our conversation, based on the input which they have given, can you, I don't want to give it now, but you can put it in your website, the what, based on our this conversation, what you suggest, additional, what we are doing and or what we shouldn't do, or what additional things can be done. Maybe of academic interest, but it may not be practicable here, or it may be practicable here, I don't know. That we want to know from you. It may not be now, but afterwards, if you analyze the whatever comments from various participants here, and if you can give us some suggestions, additional suggestions, apart from which we are doing, and can you, if you can suggest that if this particular step is wrong, or maybe wrong, or what are the reasons? That
sure.
Thing we would definitely like to hear from
you. Sure, we'll do that definitely. We'll do that, and we'll try to do our best as much as we can. And as you know, I'm personally also involved with this issue. So anyway, so thank you very much.
May I say one thing, Achyanta?
Yeah. Also,
yes.
You know, before we leave. Well, we all pray for this Bibhop's friend's well-being. He was bitten by a viper, and he's in the intensive care unit right now in Guwahati Medical College. And they're getting some venoms for him from, because India, the venoms are not available. They're getting some venoms for him from Thailand, I suppose. So we have all of us here, and Paula, and all on behalf of everybody, we pray for his well-being. Hope he will get well soon.
May I say one more thing?
Sure.
And that is just that, you know, the work that the students are doing is important, and I hope that it will be very useful to all of you in India. And the international campaign that Global Response will mount, this is also something that I hope will be useful to you. But the most important work that's being done is the work that you are doing locally. And your local activism and your educating of the local community and your united concern for protecting that wetland, it's your actions that count the most. And it's you who really are going to make the most difference whether this wetland is protected and whether the lives of future generations will be benefited from the important courageous work that you're doing now.
Okay, moi aku sabhabe dhanyabad janaisu apnaka
apnaka can I add something? Can I add something?
Yes, sure.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Sure, go ahead.
Since you are doing this, and I would like to invite at least some of you to visit this site physically, if it is possible.
Sure, definitely, yeah, definitely. So, you know, we'll look
that
for
that. That is invitation from my part. We'll provide you, from FTEC, I will provide you all local hospitality, only you'll have to bear the transportation cost.
Sure, I'll pass that information on to everybody. Thank you very much. মই সবকে আপোনাক ধন্যবাদ জানাইছো আপোনাক সকলোকে ধন্যবাদ জানাইছো আমি জানো যে এটো বৰ ডাঙৰ এটা সমস্যা নহয় ডাঙৰ এটা কমপ্লিকেটেড প্ৰবলেম গতিকে আমি সকলোৱে মিলিজুলি সমস্যাটো সমাধান কৰিব লাগিব যদি আমি এইটো নকৰোঁ আল্টিমেটলি যিবিলাক অপৰচুনিষ্ট আছে সেইবিলাকে তাত সুবিধা লৈ ঘৰ বনাব বা দীপৰ বিলখন ধ্বংস কৰিব আমি জানো যে আমাক দীপৰ বিলখন লাগে চ' আমি সেইকাৰণে সকলোৱে আশা কৰিছোঁ যে আমি দীপৰ বিল অৱশেষত আমি সংৰক্ষণ কৰিব পাৰিম I thank everybody for being here today, and hopefully we'll have more opportunities to get together in the future. And we wish we long live Deeper Bill, and we'll work for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Achintya.
Thank you. Thanks all of you.
Thank you.